as well. In just a few minutes, we're going to have the second scrutiny. So we have three adults who will be baptized this Easter. And these scrutinies are meant to uncover and then heal all that is weak, defective, or sinful in the hearts of the elect. It's meant to strengthen all that is upright, strong, and good already. And so the church gives us readings for those masses that we do the scrutinies, especially ones that pertain to baptism. So today's gospel has a relationship to baptism. What is that? Well, baptism, among other things, is considered an illumination. It's considered an enlightenment. Baptism helps us to see, figuratively see, to truly see things the way they are. This is evidenced in the man born blind today. He's given sight. Jesus spat on the ground in the clay, mixed it, put it on the guy's eyes, and then told him to wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went and washed and came back able to see. We are all figuratively born blind. We need to be given sight by God, given faith. And that's what baptism does. St. Justin Martyr, speaking in the second century, said this about baptism. He said, "This baptism is called illumination or enlightenment because those who receive this catechetical instruction are enlightened in their understanding." The Catechism says that having received in baptism the Word, the true light that enlightens every man, the person baptized has been enlightened. He becomes a son or daughter of light. Indeed, he becomes light himself. Those who receive this catechetical instruction are enlightened, illuminated in their understanding. Oftentimes you'll hear me, especially I'll talk with the kids about, you got to put on your faith goggles. You got to put on your faith goggles. See the world through supernatural faith. So for example, baptism, when you have a baby being baptized, it's not just the baby being washed with water. It's not just a nice ceremony. But in that washing, in that pouring of the water, the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, comes to dwell in the soul of that baby or that adult, as we'll have in just a few weeks. Think of confession. It's not just two people talking together. When the priest says, "I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," if that person had mortal sin, they're freed of that sin. They could be at enmity with God on their way to eternal damnation. But with that absolution, they become friends of God. They become delightful and pleasing to God once again. That is powerful if we have the eyes of faith to see it. The Mass, in just a few minutes here, in that host, what looks like a piece of bread, the living Christ becomes present on this altar. All the power, the dynamism of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is in that host. And we offer Jesus to the Father. We gain, we merit blessings upon blessings and grace upon us, our loved ones, and the church when we offer this sacrifice of the Mass. Have the eyes of faith to see when we're at the Mass, there's one Jesus, right, who is in heaven. And so when Jesus is present here at the altar, we are in heaven. Heaven comes down to earth. We are caught up into that one eternal worship of the Father. If we had the eyes of faith again, we'd see angels around us and all the saints and the glory of God. And then we get to receive Holy Communion. Holy Communion, again, is not just a vitamin pill. It's Jesus, the person of Jesus, who enters into our body and soul. We have union with Jesus, the most profound and intimate communion with God this side of heaven. It's just as real as communion as we have in heaven. It's only here we have to take it on faith. But it's just as real. having the eyes of faith goggles, to see that my prayers are effective, even if I don't see how. Believing that all my sacrifices are building up the kingdom of God. My offerings, the things that only God knows of. Believing they will merit great reward. Jesus says, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms, do it in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do we believe that? Do we have the eyes of faith to truly believe that and to see that? Believing that, yes, we see evidence of the battle of the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan here at times. The majority of that battle is taking place on an invisible spiritual level. In the 17th century, French priests came over to the New World to bring the gospel to a continent that never heard of Jesus, that sat in darkness. 8 of these men have been declared saints, and we call them the North American martyrs. They were obliged to journal of all they saw and did, and their letters make up 13 volumes. We have quite the evidence of what they did and saw. The content of these letters, what they did, what they sacrificed and suffered, is nothing less than heroic and unimaginable what they experienced. Going to a foreign land, little food, frozen most of the winter, serious disease and illness, rodents, mosquitoes, unspeakable torture from the Iroquois especially, having their fingernails gnawed off, their fingers gnawed off, burned to death alive. And they had very little visible fruit from most of their ministries while they were here. Yet they truly believed that what they were doing was worthwhile. They had supernatural faith to believe that, all right, this is worthwhile. And this is building up God's kingdom, even if we don't see it. St. Isaac Jogues, one of the 8 martyrs, wrote his mother as he was leaving. He said, "For little gain, some men traverse the seas, enduring all sorts of things. And shall we not, for the love of God, do what these men do only for earthly interests? Goodbye, dear mother." They left family, comfort, and honor for the unknown, all for the greater glory of God, and to bring the light of the gospel to people who lived in darkness. These men, they did this because they believed. They had supernatural faith. They truly knew what mattered. It was said of one of the priests, another priest, St. John Brebeuf, quote, "The divine Trinity, the Virgin, the saints, heaven and hell, angels and demons, to him, these alone were real. All else were not." All else were not. So this is what it means, my brothers and sisters, to be illuminated, to be enlightened, to be able to see that invisible world, being able to see what truly matters, seeing with those faith goggles. What was it that enabled these North American martyrs and all the saints to do what they did? It was that they knew that they were sons and daughters of a loving God. They knew they were chosen, that they were special, that they had a mission to carry out. They knew that every sacrifice was worth making for their king. They knew that everything would be rewarded. That what truly matters is not storing up treasures here on earth, but treasures in heaven. They knew that heaven and eternity is more real than this life. The real life is what is to come. This life here is just a shadow of the real thing. My friends, I am here, and I need, as a priest, to remind us of this over and over again. We need to be reminded. We need to create a culture of this supernatural vision of life and reality. We need to be reminded ourselves. Otherwise, why? We revert back to our base animal tendencies, our earthly material desires. It's so easy, right, to be caught up and think all that matters is what we see here now. But St. Paul says, set your minds, be focused on what is above, not on what is below here on earth. So the question is, how do we foster this illumination, this enlightenment? Being able to see what is truly real is what is invisible before us. We must immerse ourselves in the lives of the saints. They give evidence of this great faith. We need to pray daily. We need to come to Mass often, even daily if we can, to live the liturgical calendar, the seasons, even the weeks, right? So even Friday is meant to be more penitential. Sunday today is meant to be more celebratory. To know the days, the feast days of the saints throughout the year. We need to foster community with true believers, people who have supernatural faith. I think this saying is so true. It is said, show me your friends and I will show you the person that you will become, right? Who we surround ourselves with is so important. I hope you've experienced being around someone who has true supernatural faith, how encouraging it is, you know, how refreshing it is, right? You know, how they talk, what they talk about, what their goals are, what they spend their time on. All of this is different than your average Joe out in the world. There's something different about them, something special and attractive. My friends, let's become those people. Let's consistently always be looking through the world with these faith goggles, having supernatural faith. Let's be enlightened to see the world as God sees it. Let's become saints.